Hey, welcome back. I'm so excited. Welcome back to Puff of Knowledge. This is episode two. We're going to be talking about cannabis and wellness and how the plant supports our mind and our body. So excited to dig in. I am your host, Marjan, or at Hi Marjan, if you found me online. And today we are diving into the intersection of cannabis and wellness, two of my favorite topics, but specifically how it can enhance movement, mindfulness, and relaxation. So whether you're deep into your fitness journey, exploring meditation, or just looking for a new way to unwind, cannabis can be a tool for balance when used intentionally. So let's break it all down and explore how this magical plant can support your wellness routine. So in today's episode, we're going to explore how cannabis can deepen relaxation, enhance movement practices, and promote mindfulness. We'll also discuss mindful dosing, product selection, and holistic ways to incorporate the plant into your lifestyle. Plus, surprise, this is still very new and I'm still going to be bringing y'all some fun things. So today I'm going to be introducing a new segment. We're going to call it Puff and Plate. So it is a special segment where we will explore food and cannabis connections. And if you know me, you know that's my thing, right? So before we get into like my history with food and cannabis, which we will dive into that a little later, today's focus specifically are going to be around herbal infused teas and my favorite, I like to call them flower bombs for winding down. So really excited to dig into Puff and Plate. So before we get there though, let's paint the picture. Let's set the mood for today's episode. I hope you unclench your jaw, relax your shoulders, and let's just, you know, sit back and listen. Okay. So starting out, I want you to just go on this journey with me. As I was preparing this episode, I wanted to think of the last time I felt like really present in my body and, you know, having the plant assist me with that. So it took me back to one of my best yoga sessions that I've had in a while. I've been trying to get back into yoga regularly, and it has been such an amazing experience, especially with the intentional use of the plant. But this particular session was a week before I moved away from Atlanta, before I got here to Denver, and I wanted to just, in preparation for my move and the chaos of transitioning, I wanted to just take some time to be present with myself. And so I wanted to have a little cannabis before this yoga session. I literally, my first time ever going to this particular class, I saw an ad for it on Instagram and I said, okay, let's go, let's try it out. And so before I left the house, I put a little bit of my homemade tincture under my tongue because I was like, okay, I don't want to overthink this. I want to be present. I want to kind of clear my head, but also I wanted to make sure that I could be present in my body and that I didn't have any tension or pain going into it. So I took a micro dose of CBD as well. So things that I noticed while in this yoga session, my breath, oh my God, y'all, felt so deep. I could really take the deep breaths from the diaphragm, right? My movements were so, so much more fluid. And I was truly present in my body in a way I had not experienced in quite some time. It really, oh God, I just felt so good. I think about that particular moment or that particular class often and try to mimic that feeling when I am doing my current yoga practices. But with that particular class, it got me to thinking, how many of us are moving through life on autopilot, barely connecting with our own breaths? And so cannabis, when used intentionally, can be an incredible tool for grounding ourselves. Remember, as I was preparing for the class, I went into my dosing, my microdose of CBD and my tincture with the intention of being present in that moment and just really being grounded in the yoga session. And so loved it. But today I want to share how cannabis can support movement, mindfulness, and stress relief, which in that moment in yoga, it did all those things for me. So first things first, let's talk about movement. So whether you're practicing yoga, stretching, doing daily walks, or engaging in any form of exercise, cannabis can be a game changer. But remember, it's all about intention. Certain strands and doses can heighten focus, making it easier to stay present during your workout, while others can relax your body, which aid in post-exercise recovery. But if you've ever struggled to quiet your mind, OMG, if your mind runs a million miles a minute like mine, while moving sometimes, it can make you feel more disconnected from your body. So in that case, a microdose of THC or CBD might help bridge that gap. So for those that may be just looking to boost your endurance, sativa dominant strains with a lower THC can actually enhance motivation without making you sluggish. So if you're seeking relaxation and muscle recovery, a CBD rich or indica leaning strain can also support your wind down routine. The key takeaway here, it's not about getting high and working out, right? It's about being mindful and having that mindful enhancement and listening to what your body needs in that moment. Key takeaways here, intention is key. Sometimes you have to remember that cannabis isn't about getting high and doing yoga. It's about mindful enhancement. The right strain and dose can help increase body awareness, ease your tension, and create a deeper connection to movement. Now, for yoga or stretching, a small amount of THC or CBD can help loosen the body and allow for a more present experience. Fun fact, I actually do microdose a little bit before I start recording the podcast because while I am so excited to share all of my thoughts and all these things with everyone, if you know me, as I get excited, I talk very, very fast. I speed up all the time. And so I take a little microdose just to breathe, girl, and be present. My shoulders are relaxed. I'm sitting cross-legged and I'm enjoying sitting here talking to y'all with the assistance of cannabis, right? So again, choosing the right product, microdosing. A little bit goes a long way. When we talk about microdosing, we're talking about taking just a small amount. And with that small amount, it can enhance your focus without making you feel too sedated. You can also use CBD for recovery. Now, CBD is amazing for post-workout recovery. And remember, y'all, I used to be the I don't believe in CBD girly, but it really does its job because of its anti-inflammatory properties. So it can help with your muscle soreness, especially after an intense session. And we all are, you know, working, trying to be our best selves. And then, of course, THC for that mind-body connection. So a low-strand THC can enhance the sensory experience. So making your movements feel more fluid and natural, again, helping you to ground yourself and be more present. Now, also, we also want to remember to use best practices for pairing cannabis and movement. So trying a low dose edible or tincture, maybe 30 to 45 minutes before your workout or yoga session. If you're inhaling, take a puff, maybe 5 to 10 minutes beforehand and assess how you feel before continuing. And hydrate, everybody. You want to stay hydrated and listen to your body. Don't overconsume. That is never the goal, especially before trying a new movement practice. So, you know, don't overdo it, you know, and then try to go run 5 miles. You might hurt yourself. Okay. Now, we also want to talk about not only cannabis and movement, but also that mindfulness, meditation, and stress relief aspect of cannabis, using cannabis as a tool for relaxation and mindfulness. So let's be honest, or let's keep it 100, as the kids like to say. Stress is real. Okay. The world is very stressful right now. We are all trying to navigate this crazy place in ways that feel good for us. So some people like to decompress with a glass of wine. Some people like to have them a nice joint or hit their bowls at the end of the day. Some people like to just take a nap. Okay. Some people maybe want to turn on a little Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, turn on some good old Beyonce and just let loose. Okay. To decompress. But, and also, you know, some of us like to use cannabis, but cannabis can be a powerful tool for mindfulness and stress relief. But the key, favorite word here is intention. I really want people to think about intentional use of the plant. And when used with purpose, cannabis can quiet racing thoughts and anchor you in the present moment. So imagine sitting down to meditate after taking a few drops of CBD or inhaling a low-dose THC strain designed for relaxation, okay? Your body softens, your breaths deepen, and suddenly it's easier to be still. I have tried to meditate for years, okay? Me sitting still without my phone or without thinking about the long to-do list in my head or worrying about things I have no control over, I could never meditate, ever. Like, it was such a struggle. And then I realized that when I was high, all the noise was quiet and I could really sit down and just be with myself and process, you know, whatever I needed to in that moment, or not even a process, but just to be present. You just would be so surprised how the plant, it makes you easier to be still. And I think that's just something that we as humans in today's society, we're always on go. And I think that with the turn of the new year and just all the things that are happening, I think everyone is really prioritizing being still and just being present. And so I just really hope that when you think about incorporating cannabis into being still, know that it is definitely a tool that can aid you in that. So whether you're using cannabis to journal or to help with a guided meditation or simply for creating a peaceful nighttime routine, the goal is the same, being present and being still. So if anxiety tends to be an issue, strands that are rich in terpenes, remember that we talked about that last episode, and terpenes like myrcene, a fave of mine, and linalool, which is found in lavender. And of course, myrcene is in citrus and things of that nature. They may be more calming. You will see myrcene a lot of times in your indica strands, right? Because of that calming, that relaxing. But you have to always remember, it's about finding what works for you and making it a part of your holistic wellness practice. So recap, a lot of info we're sharing here. Stress reduction and anxiety relief. So many people turn to cannabis for stress relief, but the key in using it is mindfulness. Certain strands and cannabinoids like CBD and terpenes can promote relaxation and ease anxious thoughts. So remember your myrcene, your linalool, and that. The ritual itself, whether you are rolling a joint, making some tea, using a tincture, that too can become a mindful practice. I remember one time my hairstylist gave me a note and she said, you have to fall back in love with your hair, right? Create a routine and make it feel magical. So even the ritual of interacting with the plant itself, right? That too can become a mindful practice. It's going to help you slow down and be intentional with your consumption as well. Guided relaxation tips. So sometimes let's try a simple breathwork exercise. Inhale deeply for 4 counts, hold it for 4, and exhale for 4. Right? And then if you're using cannabis, allow yourself to sink into the sensation. So that first inhale, exhale, like really sit with that. Like pair your cannabis with a guided meditation. So there are apps like the Calm app or Insight Timer can help you deepen the experience. And then, of course, journaling after a cannabis session can also help you process thoughts and emotions in a relaxed state. Fun fact about me, journaling is something that I've gotten back into more recently, but your girl loves a voice note, okay? Hit that record button and all of the downloads that come to mind, just talk. And then you'd be surprised some of the creative moments and ideas come out of playing back some of your voice notes from like 3 months ago. You're like, oh, wait, I was thinking about doing that. Let me follow up with self and see how we feel about that today, right? So just thinking about ways, again, to have some tips around journaling and, you know, just processing your thoughts and emotions again within that relaxed state. Now, I talked a little bit about an evening wind down routine. Cannabis too can be a great addition to an evening self-care ritual, whether it's a bath, you know, you can put some, cannabis infused bath bombs or, you know, your skincare routine or simply unwinding with music and tea and having a little hit on the side there. Consider combining cannabis with other relaxation techniques like aromatherapy or your herbal teas to enhance the experience, right? So it's just a great addition to any self-care ritual, whether it be evening wind down, morning wake up, all of the above, okay? So let's keep things moving. Speaking of herbal teas and herbal enhancements, I think this is a really great time to welcome everyone to the Puff and Plate segment. Round of applause. Yay. Okay, wonderful. So welcome to Puff and Plate. I won't say welcome every time, but this is the very first time that I'm bringing up Puff and Plate. So again, this is going to be the intersection of cannabis and culinary wellness. Now, let's talk about one of my favorite topics, food, food and cannabis. If you know me, you know that food is a love language. I am a Taurus sun. All right, feed me. If you are a Taurus or have major Taurus placements, you probably have a love for food. All right. Now, back to food and cannabis. Food for me definitely is a love language. And when you combine that love language with the love for the magical cannabis plant, you open up a whole new world of sensory experiences. And wellness benefits, right? So that is exactly why I said, let me actually create this Puff and Plate segment and bring it to all the friends over at Puff of Knowledge. So this special segment is dedicated to exploring how we can use cannabis to elevate not only our palates, but our minds and bodies. Now, speaking of elevating our palates and elevating our minds, if you are familiar with my journey in the cannabis space, I also have a brand called Swevin Elixirs. And so Swevin has a line of sauces as well as a line of cannabis infused wellness products. The Love Butter was a fan favorite and the infused olive oil, which we'll get into a little later. Now, things to also know about Swevin Elixirs, it was originally rooted in cannabis-infused culinary products, helping folks take their home cooking to new heights. Things to also know about me, I am a very good cook. Everyone for years has been telling me, oh, I should open up a restaurant. No, I don't want to do that. So you'll never have to worry about me opening up a restaurant, but I wanted to be able to bring the love of food and the just love of that first bite that people would have when they ate in my kitchen to people's plates. And so I did that with some sauces that were really bomb. Love them. But while I would love to give everyone sauces all day, every day, I had to do some analysis and kind of understanding of the industry overall. And so as I always like to say, I follow the data. In our trailer, I said, I'm going to speak truth to power. So I'm going to always come with facts. Another fun fact about me, in my 9-to-5, I work in consumer insights and data analytics. And so when looking at the data of Swevin over its first year of business, the numbers, as our good friend Hove, Jay-Z likes to say, men lie, women lie, numbers do not. And so the numbers were pointing to a growing demand for cannabis in the wellness space. And so I decided to take a pause on evolving some of the sauce pieces of it and really focusing on wellness specifically within the cannabis space. So while Swevin Elixirs evolution is still very much unfolding, I'm excited to bring you all along for the journey as I kind of map out how we will integrate more products into the cannabis wellness space. That also has to do with my move to Denver, because people are always asking, what brought me out here? Well, I have a cannabis business and we want to do it the right way. So much more to come. So excited. But back to Puff and Plate. So before we kind of dive into things, I'm going to keep it simple but effective with Puff and Plate. So if you're looking for an easy way to incorporate cannabis into your wellness routine, we're going to start with infused ingredients or simple ingredients, basically honey or olive oil. So you can take that infused honey into your evening tea. You could drizzle it in your tea to help you unwind, or you could even toss some infused olive oil over a salad or some roasted vegetables for a relaxing dinner. Speaking of tossing infused olive oil over a salad, I love to keep a Caesar salad in my fridge, a Caesar salad, some lettuce. Romaine lettuce probably hates to see me coming, period. But whenever I make salads at home, I with my Swevin Elixirs infused olive oil drizzle, I massage my vegetables, my lettuce basically, with the olive oil for like an added enhancement. And so whenever I grab or I have like a side salad with the meal, 10 times out of 10, my lettuce is infused. So there are, again, intentional ways to use the plant to have a relaxing meal, remembering that small intentional additions like these can seamlessly introduce cannabis into your routine without overcomplicating it. Now, we talked about infused honey, super easy to make. And also depending upon the type of strand that you're using, it could be not only a wind down maybe in the evening, but you could also have maybe an infused honey with some a sativa dominant strand. My brain just like cleared for me. And, you know, change your whole morning routine. But then if we're speaking of intentional consumption, let's not also forget about the power of cannabis with other botanicals. Cannabis is a plant. And so earlier I spoke about flower bombs. And so I love creating them. And I'm going to tell you all about my favorite thing. So essentially, flower bombs are blending cannabis with other herbs, right, to get all of the medicinal properties. So some of my favorite herbs are lavender. Oh my God, crushed lavender. Ooh, oh my gosh, in your little joint or in your bowl. Oh my God, so good. So good. But anyways, back to some of my favorite herbs. I just had a flashback. So we have lavender, blackberry leaf, blue lotus. If you know about blue lotus, you know, okay? Mugwort or even passion flower. So these herbs specifically can enhance your relaxation and help set the mood, help you unwind and go to bed, okay? Because we want to sleep well. But also for all of my cannabis, or even if you just smoke anything, another really great herb out there is mullein. It is a must have in your rotation. I absolutely crumble mullein in some of my joints, but I also take it as a supplement. It is amazing for lung and respiratory health, making it a great supplement for anyone who enjoys smoking, but also wants to take care of their bodies. Remember, it's an herb as well. So whether you're elevating your meals or curating the perfect herbal blend for relaxation, remember, it is all about what? Intention and mindful consumption and creating the rituals that serve you. All right. So try out some infused honey, olive oil, and let me know how that works for you. I really want to know. Like, please tell me. Now, wellness is personal. And cannabis is just one of many tools available to us. So whether it's movement, mindfulness, mindful consumption, or intention, the goal is always balance and to be present. So thank y'all, as always, for tuning in to A Puff of Knowledge. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could use a little extra wellness in their life. All right, don't forget about the Rotation Vibes playlist on Spotify. Thanks to everyone who's been sharing their songs. Since we've talked about relaxation and mindfulness, I know a few artists and songs that are very uplifting, very calming. So I'm going to add some of those songs as well this week to go along with this episode, but also continue to send me some of your favorite songs. I cannot wait to dig in and add those to the playlist as well. As you all continue to explore cannabis, specifically in your wellness journey, remember that with the balance, you know, be mindful of your dosage, listen to your body, and don't be afraid to experiment with different methods of consumption and herbal blends to find what works for you. So again, if you've enjoyed this episode, if you learned anything, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, share it with a friend, again, who might need a little bit of cannabis-infused wellness in their life. Okay, tell a friend to tell a friend. And as always, stay elevated and intentional. Now, next week, not next week, we'll see you all week after next. Things to note, the episodes are going to start dropping every other Friday, okay? But in our next episode, we're going to dive into medical cannabis, right? How the plant helps with pain relief, mental health, and overall wellness. So we're going to break down some of the science, share some testimonies, and discuss how to find the right products for all of your needs, okay? Stay elevated. Love you guys. See you next time. Bye-bye.